Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall be discussing digital banking. We're going to be discussing retail banking. Joining us is a good friend of mine, Zahrin Zulkifli, the commercial head of the Center of Digital Experience at Bank Islam. Bank Islam, of course, is going through a whole host of revolution when it comes to digital banking. Maybe you can walk through us in terms of the Center of Digital Experience, in case some of us might not be familiar with it. What is CDX?
All right. Thank you, Rahim. Thank you for having me here, representing Bank Islam, especially Center of Digital Experience. And well, what is Center of Digital Experience? Well, a bit of history of how Bank Islam moved into the digital transformation. So we started back in 2017. All right. And at that point of time, we were looking at modernizing and digitalizing its offerings and as well as infrastructure. But back in 2019, we came a realization that the market could be moving faster than the pace that we're transforming. Because we have, at that point of time, I think Foodpanda, Grab, Boost really came to the market and really were starting to capture the hearts of the consumers. Right? So we realized that, hey, that could be that pivotal point where a two-speed digitalization needs to happen. So one speed is modernizing the bank, right? Looking back at its infrastructure. The other speed is actually just to kind of like just go into digital, explore next generation technology, figure it out, rather than trying to... So that means we're getting best of both worlds, right? So you have the innovation side, you have the modernizing, the stable infrastructure side. So we created a speedboat, as we called it, which is Center of Digital Experience. So why the speedboat concept? Because for us, that Bank Islam is the steady cruise ship, end-to-end full-fledged services of all banking products, right? You have the comfort, five-star treatment. But we also have the speedboat that will kind of just zip along the industry where there are new things to be explored, right? So CDX, we decided that, okay, in a way, it's a speedboat so that it can also isolate the risk from Bank Islam proper. So if anything were to happen, it's contained within CDX. Why? Because we're going to start off by looking at cloud technology, right? And this is a technology... which is relatively new to the financial industry. And it's really, what we're saying is that, hey, I'm leveraging a service provider to provide my infrastructure, where usually it is within our control, right? But of course, this is a new technology. It does not come with just compute, right? It also comes with storage and the other capabilities that it can offer. So obviously, we need to test it out. So hence why we created CDX.
The way I look at it is, and please correct my perception if it's wrong, is that you have a captive audience when it comes to retail customers. These customers bank primarily with Bank Islam because it is the only Sharia, fully Sharia compliant bank in the country, other than Bank Mawala, I suppose. And within this segment, it's not hard for them to continue to use your products despite it being digitalized or not. That's one theory. Another theory is that retail banking is mostly dominated by the big banks, predominantly Maybank and CIMB. Of course, all the other retail banks are there in that space, and they are there when it comes to digital banking. And it might be interesting to try to see how much of those kind of retail bankers that you can actually pull in. Is that the kind of outlook that you have right now when it comes to the retail banking customer space that you have?
All right. So when we created CDX, right, as I mentioned, it's also part of that speedboat concept, trying to innovate, trying to look at new technology. But we also realized that there is a underserved market within the retail industry, right? So we have the sophisticated financial consumers or customers, right, who looks into, who has a vehicle financing, who has home financing, credit card and whatnot. But they are the underserved. So what do I mean by underserved? Even though we have a highly bankable percentage of population within Malaysia, there are underserved at least about 60%, as what Oliver Wyman estimates, right? That they can't go into a branch and have access to credit. Right? Okay, so why is this happening? Right? Okay, so you have the traditional assessment criteria, right? You need to be employed, you need to have an underwriting, or you need to have confirmation from your employer, you need to have steady state of income, right? But we do know that at least 4 million within the Malaysian population are gig workers, which does not abide to this convention. They do not have a steady state of, wouldn't say they have a steady state of income, it's just that it's not consistent, because it's really depending on the work or the services that they provide, right? So there is that gap here, and it's due, the reason why you don't have access is because that the mainstream financial industry does not recognize them. And why do not recognize them? Because sometimes it's due to lack of documentation and data, and validation of those documentation and data, right? So this is where we created BU by Bank Islam within CDX, right? So you have the retail market, you have the sophisticated market, so be it. Look at underserved, we're going to innovate, but we're going to innovate also by having a tangible solution to the market. So we look at this, we created, okay, first and foremost, access, right? So hence we created a digital bank with branchless banking. It's not confined to any operating hours, it's not confined to any physical locality. Second is that we created a savings account with zero balance maintenance, because we know that sometimes the young adults, hey, if I have 20 ringgit, I need to spend that 20 ringgit. You know, my gaji is going to come in tomorrow. I need that money now for you know, we allow access to it, right? But moving forward, we are creating a whole financial solution which includes personal financial management to impart financial literacy, right? So that they can have more knowledge in terms of how they manage their financials, right? So that they can inculcate good financial behaviors. And then from there, we are able to create a healthy credit profile for them.
Mm.
Then from there, they will have access to
financing.
Credit and financing.
How is BU different from Go that was presented by Bank Islam for a few years now?
So when we look at Go, Go is our main mobile channel or main digital channel for Bank Islam's products and services. So when you're a customer of Bank Islam, you have Go as an alternative to branch, and you have the access to all your savings account, all your financing account, all your cards, right? BU by Bank Islam is a specific digital proposition, right? As I mentioned, to cater to a specific customer segmentation and a specific problem, right? So when we design BU, it is a digital bank. As I mentioned, it's branchless banking. So it is a brand on its own, and it has its own set of products. And these products are developed based on the customer. So I'll give an example, right? One of the features within BU allows our customers to have access to gigs. So if you need a job, we'll go in the app, you look at what's available, apply, get a job, earn, and then you can spend, right? So that is a specific feature to a customer segmentation, which are the young adults and those who are looking for part-time jobs.
Mm.
As opposed to Go, it's a full-fledged mobile or digital channel for Bank Islam. So that is the main differentiator of how we are approaching this, right? So meaning that if you're a customer of Go, Bank Islam, can you have access to BU? No. Because BU is a set of products that then you have to then apply and open on its own.
Was it hard trying to impress upon regulators, Bank Negara Malaysia in particular, in terms of the value proposition that you bring to the market? Or were they basically requesting for players like yourselves to introduce such solutions to the market right now?
So if we look at the market, we know that Bank Negara has issued out digital banking license.
Five
digital banking license. And that is a statement that they were supposed to be looking at the underserved as well, right?
Mm, yeah.
So when we approach Bank Negara back then, and that was even before the framework was issued out, so they were fairly supportive, because they realized that we are aligned to their intent of introducing digital banks within Malaysia, right? Because we realize that, okay, within the mainstream financial institution, there are customer segments that it is not to say that we do not serve, But it is a bit difficult to serve because based on their, again, locality, access where they are and whatnot. Mm. Right? So, yeah, they are fairly supportive.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with CDX of Bank Islam. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Zahrin Zulkifli, the commercial head of CDX, or the Center of Digital Experience at Bank Islam. Zahrin, let's talk a little bit more in terms of the back-end notion of BU. There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to trying to bring about the solution. I think we first met at an AWS conference, basically using those kind of service providers in terms of supporting you. And of course, every single requirement requires Bank Negara approval, which is good, I suppose, because we want to ensure that the banking system maintains its integrity. In that process, internally at Bank Islam, I'm sure that many of the things that you guys are doing at CDX or Digital Bank Solutions is all mostly new for those that are in Bank Islam. So how do you move internally your people in order for you to deliver the solutions that is needed? Was there a paradigm shift, so to speak, within the organization in order for the digital division to roll out the solutions that is needed?
All right. So when we talk about CDX, it is a dedicated division to actually develop the digital banking proposition. So that was one of the key moves that we did. So rather than collecting everyone from their BAU jobs and try to create this proposition, we decided that, okay, let us invest, let us have a dedicated resources, let us acquire this capability, this technology, and start building it. So of course, it is a major paradigm shift on how we even look at technology. Right? Because I'll take, for example, we are used to being we are used to operating within a on-premise data center. But now we are looking at having our computes, our services running on cloud. Right? And as you rightfully mentioned, we are a customer of AWS. Right? So that took a lot of learnings and experimenting, and really working with those who have experience in developing this, right? And at that point of time, when we were doing this, I think we were the first to go to Bank Negara with a critical service, which is we're going to run our core banking system on the cloud. So, of course, we need to then have our consultation with Bank Negara, and it is a fairly new experience for both the bank and as well as the regulator. But of course, it went well, alhamdulillah. And we had a lot of support from the industry. We had a lot of support of, from a lot of our partners as well. And trying to satisfy, okay, how do we set this up safely, right? How do we set up the proper governance? How do you acquire the resources to actually mend it? And how do we operationalize it? Because setting it up, standing it up, that's only a part of the equation. What do we do when we are now going live? So, yeah, it took a massive paradigm shift in how we look at technology, how we design that operating model, and how we operationalize that operating model.
Do you feel that that kind of investment has to be continued even more moving forward rather than trying to focus on the things that you've done, things that have been rolled out? You now have a chief digital officer inside Bank Islam, and things are okay. And therefore, you know, further kind of investments are no longer needed. Or do you feel that that kind of investments are further needed even more now more than ever? How do you view the attention that needs to be given inside the digital space of Bank Islam?
So as you have mentioned, we now have a group chief digital officer, and we have establish a group digital division that overlooks the entire digital proposition, including technology, within the group itself, including Bank Islam subsidiary.
Okay. Right?
So that shows.
And this is focus. Retail banking, business banking, you name it, right?
Yes.
All right.
So that shows the focus and commitment that we have towards digital. And why are we doing this? Mm. Right? So if we were to look at digital, and especially in the financial industry space, you know, you have a lot of words being thrown about. Crypto, EKYC nowadays, wallets, e-money, whatnot, right? What that shows is that digital actually plays a very, very critical role now in the financial industry. You can't get away operating financial products and services without digital capabilities because that's what the consumer wants now, and that's how you're able to propel business further. That's how you're able to then optimize your operations. That's how you're able to actually extend your reach and distribution, right? So when we look at digital, we do not look at it as an enabler. It is not a capability that, this is what you can use to perform your business. No, we look at digital as the key component of how we design products and services now, right? So previously, you can just design a savings account product. Okay, here's a product. This maybe the maybe let's take for example, term deposit. This is the rate and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
But now, a lot more concentration needs to take place, right? For example, how do we onboard? How do we give a seamless customer experience for the customer using our product? How do we design the customer journey? That's one. How do we market it? Previously, we can just go to branch and say that, we have this product. You know, we will go on a roadshow blitz. But you know that now it's different. Now, the war is being played on FBIG. The war is being played on TikTok. So where are we, right? So those are the disruption that is happening within the industry that the banks, like ourselves, need to pay attention and start building our capabilities that we can take advantage of those key drivers.
The market right now is saturated with solutions that are quite similar from one to another. Maybank has a Maybank to You, and then May app. CIMB has the Octo, and then the Octo app to supplement the Clicks app. You guys have the Go and BU as the digital offering. And that's just three. There's so many more right now. Do you feel that the consumers, in a way, are spoiled for choice, but at the same time, how do you intend to shout out your proposition to your retail customers to a point where they choose or opt your service as opposed to all the other incumbents right now? How do you differentiate? How does the customer differentiate one offering from the other?
Well, that's quite a tough question to answer. And of course, that is something that day in, day out, we're trying to figure it out as well, right? How do we provide greater value to our customers, right? Because take, for example, BU. We're not doing it for the sake of just doing digital. So we did talk about innovation, moving to the forefront of next-gen technology and whatnot. Mm. But as I mentioned, we also saw there was a gap in the market, right? So where our stand is that as long as I'm being customer-centric, as long as I'm being close to the customer, I listen to what the customer needs, understand their wants, and be able to quickly
Respond.
Respond and create those products. That is how BU plans to differentiate among what about, the other proposition.
What about micro SMEs and SMEs? Because they tend to overlap enterprise banking, business banking. Do you feel that there is a lot of opportunities there as well for digital space for Bank Islam?
So that is something that we are exploring right now. So that's a term that we stumble upon, which is solopreneurs, right?
Okay.
Because when you look at micro SMEs, who are they?
Solopreneurs,
They are SMEs, but with the characteristic of a retail customer. So when a micro SME goes into the bank, do we access them as a enterprise or do we access them
as retail?
As a retail customer. So as you mentioned, it, it overlaps. So this is another gap within the market that I think a lot of financial industries are trying to figure out. The new five digital banks will be looking at those. Do we see it as an opportunity? We do. And do we have it in our roadmap? We think it's an organic progression from what we're doing with gigs, because gigs, we are considering them as self-employed, self-employed, and we're not stopping there. We're looking at helping them to upskill themselves. When they upskill, what do they graduate into? Micro SMEs and whatnot. So for us, it is a organic progression that we're moving towards there. We're not there now, but yes, we do have them in view and we're working towards it.
Final word, Zarin, before we conclude our conversation this morning, what would be some of the ideas that you want the viewers to take away from this particular conversation?
Well, I think I'm here today really to talk about what we have done with BU by Bank Slum, how we think that we are trying to create more value within the financial industry, right? Especially of our effort in terms of working with our gig partners, right? In having allowing the giggers to actually have access to financial services, having access to financial literacy. And what we also want to convey is our work in terms of imparting financial literacy to all with our upcoming personal financial management tool, which we're building with our partner Kestrel, right?
And Kestrel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kestrel, you can check them out, Kestrel Limited. They are a Muslim money app within the UK, so we've partnered with them to bring that technology down to our shores and deliver personal financial management and impart financial literacy to our BU app.
Okay, it's already there in the BU app when it comes
we
to
already personal. Have the first release, which is your expense dashboard, and we have upcoming the expense tracker and as well as our budgeting tool.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Zarin Zulkifli, the commercial head of CDX of Bank Islam and the customer of, center of digital experience of Bank Islam Finland. More, just head off to the App Store and download BU app. There are a lot of, like I said, opportunities for you to learn more in the digital space. Perhaps this could be a way in for you to start your digital banking journey. In the meantime, there are plenty of other resources that can be found on astroawani.com. So look out for some of the resources there as well. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.